Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We are in the breakout room, in the breakout room.
That was fun.
I thought it went really well. It was very, it's going to be a lot less editing, isn't it? It was quite tight. It was very tight.
Yeah, that's what you always say. I know.
Welcome to Women Talking Bollocks, a podcast where you'll hear, well, three women talking utter bollocks. What you won't hear is anyone nattering on about fashion, makeup, diets, or those blinking Kardashians. I'm not even sure I know who they are, if I'm honest. But what you will hear is some uplifting, irreverent chat with myself, Jen Brister, and my two very dear friends, comedians and women, the very wonderful, if slightly eccentric, Maureen Younger, and the dashing, kind, charisma bomb that is Alison June Smith.
Is that it? We've started.
Oh, we're in.
My goodness, here we are. Welcome everybody to Women Talking Bollocks, the first live show we've ever done for the Leicester Comedy Festival. How are you ladies?
Fine. Long time no speak.
Yeah, it's been minutes and I've missed you, Maureen. I've missed it. In between the minutes we've spoken, we have had WhatsApp contacts. Beginning to feel like we're in a very codependent relationship right now.
I get to tag in and tag out now and again.
She wishes she could do that too, but never mind, she can't.
No, I'm just in. I'm tits deep. I can't get out even if I wanted to.
That's not that much, to be honest.
Move no, on. I've only got tiny tits. So... It's really lovely to be doing this show. Now, we are going to put this out as a podcast, I believe. So for those of you, if you're listening to this on your podcast, we are recording via Zoom. Oh, haven't we all missed being on Zoom? I don't know how many. I don't think I'm on Zoom enough. I don't know about the rest of you. And I tell you what I love about Zoom is looking at my stupid head. Always being able to see what my stupid face is doing. But we're on Zoom for the Leicester Comedy Festival with the wonderful Alison June Smith and the indomitable Maureen Younger. How about that?
That's a word.
What an intro.
You're looking very glam, Jen.
Listen, I've got a black vest under a blue top. What an error. I've only noticed it and I'm looking at Zoom. I should have worn something more flesh coloured, shouldn't I? Because all you can do is see a very cheap vest under what is frankly not an inexpensive top. And I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. I bought this online. Obviously, we're all buying clothes online. I bought it and it arrived. And I was like, this is not me. This top's not me at all. And so I was thinking, I ought to send it back. And then Chloe saw the top and she went, oh, why did you buy this? You never wear clothes on this. This doesn't suit you. And for that reason alone, I've kept it. I was like, I'm not sending it back. I'm keeping it. This is my top. So I've kept it. It's sheer. I don't wear sheer things.
It's really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you see, that's not my vibe, is it? Pretty. So it's a blouse. Basically, I've bought myself a blouse. And I think that's what happens when you hit 46. You buy blouses. There we go. It's game over for this leather.
It's when you start buying dresses, Jen, you've got to worry.
When hell freezes over. If you see me in a dress, you know, it's game over for me. I did wear a dress to Chloe's brother's wedding and I felt like I was in drag. Can you imagine it?
So how's your week been, ladies?
Well, my week's been pretty darn exciting. I don't know if you know this or not, but I have a puppy.
Oh my God.
You've never mentioned it.
I have a puppy and he's grown up. He's getting big. He's becoming his own person. So I'm learning as a mom how to back off. But one exciting thing that did happen is we bought him an ostrich bone. Okay, I say we. I did not. My boyfriend bought him an ostrich bone, which is bigger than him, and it's filled with honeycomb. And now whenever I turn around, the fucking thing is there. It is haunting me. I get out of the shower, the ostrich bone is there. Because the puppy drags it around everywhere. So it's like whatever I do, the puppy takes it there. But then the puppy gets distracted and wanders off, and I turn around, ostrich bone everywhere.
I mean, yeah. The last thing you want is a big bone behind you. I know that. As a gay woman, I know you don't want to turn around and find a bone behind you. Excuse me, I didn't invite that bone. Is it got actual honeycomb? What do you mean honeycomb inside?
Yeah, they drill a hole in it because it's a big bone. If you've ever seen an ostrich, I don't know if anyone's ever seen an ostrich. They are big birds and they drill a hole in the bone and they fill it with honeycomb. So when the dogs chew through the bone, they get that little treat.
So it's like a massive crunchy in a bone.
That's exactly what is haunting my dreams right now.
Yeah. Listen, I'm back in the room again. Before I was like, get the bone away from me. I'm like, it's full of crunchy. I might be AC/DC for that. I tell you. Maureen, let's go to you. What have you been doing this week?
Well, last night, I actually had a Zoom call with a woman I met 27 years ago in Tahiti.
Okay. And we hadn't spoken. I wasn't expecting that.
No, I wasn't.
We hadn't spoken for 27 years. We met for like 3 days 27 years ago. And it's the first time we've ever talked to each other in 27 years.
Okay. Why? How?
We kept in touch. We always used to send each other Christmas cards for 27 years. And then she said, why don't we just Zoom? We're like, okay, so we Zoomed.
How was it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I would have recognised her from Adam, but same here. But it was interesting because she could remember certain things. You know, my memory. I could remember certain things. I made her. Young people won't get this. We had to go to a phone box.
There's no one watching this, young Maureen. Don't
that's true. So I dragged in the middle of the night to make this international phone call because I wanted to stay with this American guy in California,
looking for a honeycomb bone.
Didn't have to look for long. And so I dragged her there. And I remember that. And we only met each other for 3 days and we're still in touch.
Wow.
Listen, Maureen, I love it. And this is the kind of surreal shit that's happening now, isn't it? This is a great thing about the fact, this is not great. I mean, there's nothing great about lockdown, but the fact that we are now connecting with people that ordinarily we would never have spoken to because why would you? And now we get to speak to them on Zoom. On the flip side of that, there are all these people that you had an excuse not to see, and now you can't. There's only so many times you can say something. Oh, I'm washing my hair. The internet's down. At some point, you just got to say to these people, I don't want to fucking talk to you. So, I don't know. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Mind if we just never speak? It's been 27 years for a reason.
So. You're trying to tell me and Alison something. What have you been up to, Jen?
What have I been up to? Well, I had a birthday, so that meant I am now officially 46, although I do that thing, I don't know if other people do that, 3 months before my birthday, mentally I'm already that age. So I abandoned 45 in October. Don't ask me why I do this. But 45, I was like, oh, I'm 46 now. So I've been 46 for quite a while. So by the time we got to 46, I was like, well, I'm going to be 47 soon. So I need to backtrack a little bit so those gaps get a little bit closer. So 46, and I went, we're very on brand at the moment, Alison talking about her dog. And now, obviously, what am I going to talk about? What they're either my children or swimming. So I did go for a dip on my birthday and it was -2 with a wind chill factor of -8. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't been in the water since because I still haven't warmed up. It was, I think I lost a nipple in the English Channel, is what I'm trying to say. So yeah, in a way, did I enjoy it? No. Am I glad I went? No. But it was still, it's an experience. And I think sometimes you wake up and you just feel like, isn't it great to be immersed in freezing cold water and get out and be freezing cold and then spend the next week freezing cold? Is this on? Hello?
Jen, I got to say, as a Canadian, I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. Look at you embracing the cold.
Yeah. I mean, there are women in Scotland who are cutting through the ice to get into the water.
Oh.
I mean, that's something. I'm not there yet. I might never get there, but that's basically all I've done with my week. So is that the end of the podcast? Okay.
So there we go. See you swimming.
Guys, I've got some interesting facts about Leicester. I did some research. I mean, research. I Googled, basically.
Yeah, well, we're at the Leicester Comedy Festival. Let's do our Leicester facts.
Well, did you know Leicester's home to the biggest crisp factory in the world?
I'm in love with Leicester. What crisp factory is it?
Walkers.
Yes!
Why do you think Lineker's doing it? He's a Leicester man doing Leicester crisps.
It makes 7 million packets of crisps a day.
How many?
7 million.
I'm going to say something controversial here, but I love Walker's crisps. And I tell you what I don't like. I don't like a kettle crisp. I don't want a hand-cooked crisp. I want an old school Ready salted Walker's crisp. That's what I want.
Oh, no, I don't have ready salted.
I was going to say, what's everyone's flavour? So you're ready salted.
My favourite flavour, which I think stopped in the 1970s, was baked beans.
Baked bean flavour crisp. You couldn't get more British if you tried, hey? That is... A baked bean flavor. I bet you it was delicious. I bet you it was.
That's not a good flavor. Baked bean flavors cream.
It was a lovely flavor.
No, it's not, Maureen. It's categorically not a good flavor.
Categorically, you're wrong, Jen.
It's not even a good flavor. It's not baked bean flavor, is it? It's the tomato sauce around a baked bean. It's like tomato sauce of the baked bean flavor crisp.
Well, I mean, there was no baked beans involved probably in the making of the crisps, but it tasted like baked beans.
No, it didn't. Baked bean flavoured crisps, categorically, are foul.
Did you ever have them?
Yes, I try all the crisps. Prawn cocktail crisps, what's the point of
them? They're horrible.
No one likes those, do they? Why did they insist on making them?
Yeah, I got to say shrimp chips, as we would say in Canada. The first time I saw it, I was like, wow, all right, they're pushing some flavours out here. Hey, all right. Honestly, I got a Canadian friend, every time he sees a prawn sandwich in like he's like, bleh. I'm like, it is really good. He's like, all right, not so much.
Alison, what's your favorite?
Oh, I'm a classic girl. I love a salt and vinegar. The saltier and vinegary, the better.
I love salt and vinegar.
Oh, it's so good. I want it so I don't feel my tongue. That's what I
want. I
want
it to feel like it burns my tongue, you know, and it just at the end, you think, I might get an ulcer from that. That's what I want.
Because I need to be punished. Otherwise, I won't stop. Like, that is the problem. Like, I need a crisp to stop me. Otherwise, I'm like, let's just keep going.
Do you know what I want from my crisps? Scurvy. That's what I want from a crisp. I want a mouthful of sores. And then I know I've enjoyed myself. Yeah.
Local radio started in Leicester. Did you know that?
No.
BBC Radio Leicester was the first local radio station. I remember being on Radio Leicester with my mother. And you know when the light goes red, that means we're on air. And she waited till the light went red to undo her Velcro jacket. So the first thing you heard was...
Excuse me, I just had some baked bean flavoured crisps. I want to crack a window open. Thank you very much, Maureen. And it's actually a real shame that we can't physically be in Leicester. When we booked ourselves in for this, we deludedly thought that we would be at the Leicester Comedy Festival. Sadly not. I think this will be the first time I haven't been at the festival since 2011 or something. We very much miss you, Leicester, but we're here in spirit. And now I think it's time to go onto our first real section of the show. It's a favourite of so many people. Not one of my favourites, I'll be honest with you, because I hear about these all the time.
You're usually there.
I'm usually with her, so I don't need to hear about it. It's time for you, Maureen, to tell us about your Be More Maureen moment.
I'm going to close my internet.
Don't close your internet, Maureen.
I meant my email.
Maureen switches it off at the wall.
Put any makeup on.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Maureen, it's a podcast. Get a grip. We might have to push your boundaries out of it, okay?
And it's Blendergate, which Jen found hard to believe I could manage it. I don't know why, she's known me well. So I was making a vegetable soup, guys, vegetable soup, and I had to puree the soup. So I got the hand blender out and I had on a blue lace dress and I put the blender against me while I picked up the soup from the hob, put the soup on the bit of, you know, not the hob bit, whatever it's called. And unfortunately, I switched the blender on before I moved it away from my dress, which was lace. And I got the blender caught in my dress and I couldn't get it out.
Warren sent me the photograph and said, I don't know how this has happened, but I have a blender attached to my dress. And I have to be honest with you, I saw the photo, I got the text, and I didn't even raise an eyebrow. I went, she's blended herself. Okay, fine. When I phoned you up and you explained to me what happened, even then, I didn't understand how the hell you'd done it.
It's really easy to do.
Yeah. I mean, let's do a poll and see how many people have blended.
How many people have caught themselves in their hand blender, please?
We'd love to hear from you.
You know, it was a lace dress. Of course, the blender got stuck in there, didn't it? It was just under the tit. I mean, it was unfortunate. Even I was impressed by my stupidity at that point. I was like... I don't believe I've done that.
This is why you should never buy more in a vibrator.
Well, yeah. She'll use it to make soup. Because I think that's what you were making. If I stand corrected, were you trying to make a vegetable soup?
I
think
you're like, puree the soup.
Yeah, you're like, this is what happens when I handle fucking vegetables. This is what happens when I try. Yeah, you were like, see? I was like,
I think it's quite understandable how I did it. But when I explained to Jen was like, that makes no sense at all. And I'm like, it does make sense.
No, It doesn't, Maureen, but that doesn't mean to say that I don't like to hear about it. All I need to know, and I don't think I asked you, which was very inconsiderate of me as a friend, how is your dress? Is it ruined?
No. I did manage to get the blades out of the dress.
So your lace dress isn't...
Well, the lace hasn't got holes anyways, doesn't it? So it doesn't really matter that much if it's got another hole.
Yes, it matters, you weirdo. Of course it matters. You can't just say it will lace if it's got an extra couple of holes in it.
My rule is, if I pretend not to notice, then it's not there. So, like, you know, if I've got food down my dress or I've got...
I was just going to bring up food on your dress. The number of times you showed up and I'd be like, did you have a cheese toast before you came?
But if I pretend I don't notice it, then I just don't think it's there.
I love it.
Makes life easier.
Well, I mean, for you, certainly. Well, Maureen, thank you very much for another classic Be More Maureen. Now it's time for our favourite part of the show, Maureen, yours and mine favourite. It's time to ask Alison.
Go to the gym, get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating chips. Take my advice.
Take my advice.
Cause I ain't using it.
No, no. No, no.
Take my advice. I ain't using it.
Oh, thank you for your excitement. Go to the gym, get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating crisps. That is going to be my Eurovision entry song, everyone. I hope you realize that is my goal. Hello, Eurovision. First time I saw it, I was like, this is like karaoke meets the Hunger Games. That's all I thought the first time I saw Eurovision. I was like, who's going to die? Anyway, okay, so... Ask Alison this week. This is a good one, this Ask Alison, and I think this is one that a lot of people can relate to. And to be honest with you, I relate to this one because I am a people pleaser. And just recently, though, I think I did the reverse and I forced someone into something. So here we go, everyone. This is why I'm also really backing this one. How to say no more often. I think a lot of us have trouble saying no to things we don't want to do. So this is a big thing. Jen, you're very good at saying no.
Not as good as Maureen.
Maureen is very good at saying no.
I do get sucked in. It's quite easy to guilt me into doing something. And I'll do it resentfully. But Maureen, good luck.
Oh, yeah, I don't do guilt. It's brilliant.
No. I would never play that card with you at all. I would never play cards with you, poker face. Here we go. Okay, so saying no. Again, people pleaser. So I have struggled with this, right? I've always, just as a child, you know, people pleasing. So why is it important to say no? Let's address this real quick. It creates opportunity to say yes to what we do want. You know, you got to say no so you can open up, so you can say yes to the things that you want. It is a test in the strengthening of your intuition or your gut. You know when someone asks you to do something and your immediate response is like, but you then say yes, you're not trusting your instincts, everyone. Instincts and guts are important in this day and age. Look, we're in a pando, everyone. I want you to tighten up. I want you to be honest with yourself. So listening to the instincts and your gut is very important. Let's see, every time you say yes to something you don't want to do, hey, guys, you've just put some unnecessary stress on yourself. That is not needed. I'm telling you right now, you don't need that stress. Fuck that stress. You are responsible for creating your own boundaries. Trust me, if you don't do it, nobody else bloody well will. They'll walk all over you. So be sure to set your boundaries. And you know what? You are not responsible for anyone's reactions to you saying no. That is not your problem. That is theirs. So by all means, it is important for you to exercise that. Speaking of exercise, here's the thing. I have a little exercise to help you say no, because often I babble on, but I feel there's no tools. There's no tools. How are you to incorporate this in your life? This is what I want you to do. The next time somebody asks you to do something and you don't want to, take a minute and I want you to ask yourself four simple questions. This will really help you analyze and think about why you need to not to. What needs do you forget when you say yes, but you want to say no? What needs are you abandoning of your own right now? 2, what do you fear will happen if you say no? What are you worried about? 3, how do you feel when you aren't loyal to yourself? How does that feel? You let yourself down. And 4, what consequences do you experience when... 4 is not really clear. I'm sorry, everyone. I did write 4, but myself, I'm not. 3 is good. Let's do those 3. And I think you've all done a very good job. All right? Very good. How to say no. This is an important thing. So let's practice how to say no, because British people, you're very polite. And I love that. As a Canadian, I'm part of the monarch. We like to say sorry. We want to be nice, right? So here are some ways to say no without telling people to go fuck themselves. Here we go. So no. Now's not a good time, as I'm in the middle of something, right? Buy yourself some time, right? Let me think about it first and I'll get back to you. There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. How about this? I'm not the best person to help you on this. Why don't you ask X or try this? You're saying no, but still assisting. Huh? I can't commit to this. I have other priorities at this moment. And my favorite one, sadly, I have something else on right now. These are all very polite ways to say, please go away. And my last thing, so you never feel guilty about saying no, I just always want you to have this idea in your mind. Whenever you say yes to something, it means you're saying no to something else. So you know what? You never win. Say no to the things you don't want to do, everyone. Thank you very much. That's my advice.
Yay! Very good advice. I myself would find it difficult to use any of that when talking to my mother.
None of it relates to mother stuff. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
Because she's got you over a barrel and you're fucked if you do or if you don't. You do it, it's not good enough. You don't do it, why didn't you do it? So Sonia's put in the chat, Spanish people find it very easy to say no. If you're anything like my mum, yes, you're right. I think Maureen might be Spanish as well.
Yeah, I am very good at saying no.
You could be. I mean, I don't think Maureen has ever been in a situation where she's batted an eyelid when she's had to say no.
No. She's very good. She's very good. She inspires me that way. I really like the way she can be done with something.
Yeah.
I felt it. No, I love you.
No, but it's just so many people try and guilt trip you. It's like.
Good for you. But I do think it is hard. And also it is even harder now when it's really hard to find, like I was saying earlier, how do you find an excuse to go, I don't really want to. They know you're at home. And so when you say, do you know what? I've got a lot on right now. They're like, you don't want to talk to me. In your head, you're like, I don't want to talk to you.
You see, I would just say that. I just said, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. And maybe you are getting rid of a toxic person that you don't need to have in your life. Dare I say that?
Yeah. For someone who's as confrontational as I am, I'm quite good at avoiding confrontation when it comes to anything vaguely emotional. Anything that requires any sort of emotional interaction. I'm like, let's just swerve that altogether. Anyway, Alison, that was brilliant advice. Thank you very much.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
What is the show called? Oh, yeah, I've got it. Women Talking Bollocks. Yeah. Okay. Is everyone happy with that? Let's move swiftly on to what we've been watching or reading or listening to.
Yep.
Using our faces and our ears and our minds this week.
I've been watching Blake 7.
Oh my fucking God. Blake 7, the children's programme from the 1970s.
Do you know what? Okay, production values are pretty low, even by BBC standards.
Low. They were low then.
Yeah, they're low. They're low. You've got to ignore that
fact. The set moves.
But also, it's quite dark. I didn't remember this, but the Federation, Blake is the hero, they set him up by making out he's a paedophile. This is on a children's programme, and it gets referred to quite a bit in the first couple of episodes.
I do not remember that. I remember he dies at the end.
Yeah, he insisted on that, the guy who played him. Oh, Helen Jones goes, is there a lesbian who doesn't look back and realise they fancy a Sutherland? Did you fancy her?
Even as a child, I was like, lesbian? In my head. And I didn't even know what a lesbian was. I was very young. Did I fancy her? I was very intrigued by her. There was probably there might have been a tickle down there. I don't remember. It was such a long time ago. I can't remember a tickle from last week, let alone that far back. So. And I'll tell you who else I had a bit of a soft spot for. Stephanie Powers in Heart to Heart.
Oh, you didn't watch Heart to Heart.
Of course I did. Wherever they went, there was Moida. Something like that. Basically, this episode is just about, not only is it about three women talking bollocks, it's very much three middle-aged women talking bollocks, isn't it? Because all of the references, anyone below the age of 35 will be like, well, this show's not for me. And you're probably right. I have been watching, or rather I was watching, I finished it now, Ted Lasso, which you can get on Apple Television. It's a sitcom starring and created by Bill Lawrence and Jason Sudeikis, and also it's got my dear friend Brett Goldstein in it. He's also one of the writers. Ooh. He plays Roy in it, and he's brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. I just love it. It's so, it's the opposite of Marcello, and it's a sin. That's what I'm going to say to you. Okay, so it's really, at the end of every episode, you just feel good. You feel good about life. You didn't. It's the show you don't know you need until you start watching it. And honestly, I got to the end of the season and I was almost like, why isn't there another? I miss Ted Lasso. It's brilliant. I can highly recommend it. It's really funny. It's really heartwarming. Loads of great British comedy talent in there. It's packed full of British, even though it's an American show, because it's about an American football player who comes over to manage an English football team. So a lot of the actors in it are British. It's brilliant and it's really funny. And that is my recommendation. I literally subscribed to Apple so I could watch it. And I thought to myself, I won't. Once I've finished watching it, I'll chuck that subscription in the... Anyway, just got a reminder that another £6 has gone out of my account. So
don't do that plan, everyone. It never works.
Alison, what about... Let's talk about horror movies.
So, everyone, with Valentine's Day, I thought I would choose something that is a little bit of a love story. Now, go with me on this. My horror movie recommendation this week is a lovely little film called 30 Days of Night. Which, yes, also feels like our life in the month of January, everyone, which is why I wanted to bring it up, so you remember that your lives are better than you think they are. After you watch this, you're going to be so grateful that you do not have crazy vampires chasing you. It's all okay, everyone. It is about an Alaskan town that, of course, is in their 30 days where they are in complete black. There is no daylight at all. Vampires set upon the town, and I got to tell you, they are some of the scariest vampires that I've ever seen in a horror movie. So this is not one of the ones that I recommend to be like, come on, everyone, give it a gentle try. If you want to see some scary vampires, this is the movie for you. Why I say it's a love story is because the couple, they were on a rocky road. She was going to leave the small town. Vampires show up. They fight them together. Bam! They reunite their love. So all I'm saying is, everyone, those of you who are stuck at home, Just pray for some vampires. And you know what? Your relationship will be fine.
Oh, my God. It's got Josh Hartnett in it.
Yeah, Josh Hartnett. Who's
and
so
Melissa
cute.
George from Home and Away.
It's a good one, everyone. I'm telling you. You want some jumps? Ooh, it's a good one. 30 Days of Night. Highly recommend it. You can rent it on Amazon Prime. I got to tell you, for some jumps, this is the one for you. This is the one. Yeah.
Kat Griffith says it's amazing. And David said he's seen it at the cinema. I don't know if that, but is that, did you like it, David? I don't know. And David also said, wasn't there an iffy sequel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I mean, I watched it, but that's why I'm going with the first one, because I think the first one, let's get people on board that way, David. And then we'll start pushing the crap. You know, we'll give them the goods and then we'll be like, now watch Leprechaun 4 back in the hood. But we got to ease them into that, David. So we're going to pure scary right now.
I thought this was going to be more of a love story thing. I don't know.
You've got to watch the movie to see why I think it's such a love story.
But if you say it's scary, I don't know. Because there's been a few that I've gone, oh, I was really scared. And you're like, oh, it was so fun. And I'm like, what? I'm like, literally like that, looking at it under a blanket. You're like, this is the funny bit where the guy's head comes off and rips off the mask and it's your mother, Jen. Okay, well, thank you very much, Alison. Do you know what? Yeah. It's one of those movies that, because you've said it is genuinely scary, that I probably would watch. But the thing is, Chloe's really, really, really not into any horror at all. Like, not even slightly. I tried to get her to watch a TV show called Watchmen, which is based on a comic book. I think it was a movie, and now it's been made into a TV series. And the TV series is really weird. I mean, it's completely bonkers, and you have to watch every single episode, otherwise you won't know what's going on. And it's not even a horror film. And that, even Chloe was like, I hate all these sort of sci-fi horror shit that you like. And I was like, it's not even a horror. It's not even sci-fi. If anything, it's...
Get her to watch Blake 7.
Yes, I'll definitely let her know more.
We have really one extreme to the other with Blake 7 to 30 Days of Night. And that's why we're good for everyone, because we got something for all y'all. So, you know.
Yeah, I'll just get on the blowers. Chloe, do download Blake 7 for tonight. Bye. The day you see me watching Blake 7, Jesus Christ. No, thanks. And now it's going to be Maureen's cultural corner. I haven't started it, Maureen.
Hello.
I'm going to start that again. We haven't got time to muck about, because this is, it's cultural corner time, for heaven's sake.
Yes. Yes.
To go over to see Maureen Younger, because she has a corner. It's very cultured, and I don't mean in a probiotic way. Maureen, get talking. Tell us about it.
Well, I've got a Leicester theme. So I found some famous Leicester people, and we'll see how well we know. Richard Armitage, does that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
Very good actor. Very easy on the eye, Alison. He was in The Stranger, which was on Netflix. And also, I first saw him as Lucas North in Spooks. And if you don't know what Spooks is, it's a very realistic portrayal of the British security services.
As in, it's not realistic.
It's not realistic at all. But he was very good in that. And he was also in North and South.
It's, based I on remember Elizabeth. That.
He plays a very brooding hero in that, who in the end loves the woman. But in real life, obviously, if he was a brooding, he'd just be a dick. But, you know, in romantic drama, they're just really nice people. They've just got this brooding exterior.
It's really false advertising for women, isn't it? It's like, oh, definitely. Hey, you know that guy that's behaving like a dick? He's not really a dick. Deep down, he's got a lot of
emotions. Deep down, he loves you. No, deep down, he
loves you. Just got to keep...
Keep on going.
Following him around. No, he's just a dick.
But you know, it was a very good series, because I was watching with a friend late at night. We thought, we'll just watch the one episode. And they ended up watching all four. So there you go. Michael Kitchen.
I don't know who Michael Kitchen is.
Foyle's War. He's like the thing he's most known for now.
Oh, yeah. Foyle's War. Yeah.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
Let's see. Una Stubbs.
Always in Give Us a Clue with Lionel Blair.
Yeah. Perminder Nagar, who was in Bend It Like Beckham, which is a brilliant British movie, if you haven't seen it. I haven't read any of her stuff, but Sue Townsend, who wrote the Adrian Mole books. They're good.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, they're brilliant. You could read them now and they're really enjoyable. They're really funny.
And then I thought, you know, somebody that might be good for us, Gok Wan. Perhaps we could do a Gok Wan.
Hey. I've met Gok.
Have you?
And yes, I've met Gok. He's a very good friend of a friend of mine. And that's the end of that anecdote. So
that's like one of my anecdotes.
Actually, almost identical to Maureen's anecdote last week, wasn't it? It was just a little bit of information that ended abruptly. Okay, fine. This anecdote business isn't as easy as it looks.
Hard.
Very good, Maureen. That was quite a concise.
Oh, last one. But I'm not a big fan of his, I have to say. Joe Orton, who's a playwright. quite famous player right from the 60s. But I don't really like, I think those players are a bit dated.
I could tell even just by the way you said his name. His name went down when you said his name.
What a life. He was murdered by his lover, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they used to go on holidays, little sex holidays to Morocco with Kenneth Williams, no less. Wagga, wagga,
wagga. Anyway, it's good to keep it light, Jen.
Wow.
Okay, so...
who'd want to be a Kardashian? That just seems grim. Can we stand by that, everyone?
And now it's my favourite part of the show, if I can say. And I know, Maureen, your favourite part as well? Great. So Maureen is in agreement. We are both very excited because, you know, I like to know, Jen, what the hell is getting your goat? What's been on your nerves lately?
Well, Alison, what isn't getting my goat? I've had to stop looking at the news. Maureen's been telling me to do that for about 9 months. And I've actually realised once I saw the polls and the Tories are up 6 points, I had to throw my laptop out the window. It's not my laptop. I'm using
someone possible.
Else's. Let's not dwell on it. It's fine. I mean, that's just one of the many things that's gotten my goat. Listening to people that have no children that talk to me about screen time and children. They can fuck off now. I just think screen time, I think parents should be wary of screen time. I think I'm going to get the screen and I'm going to smash it over your stupid face. I don't know how anyone can go through lockdown with children who aren't at school and avoid a screen. In fact, I think anyone who is doing that is either, their children are either locked in a shed or they're lying, because there's no way to entertain these people 24/7. So I'm all about screens. In fact, sometimes when there's no screen necessary, I get one out, because that's where I'm at in lockdown. And also all of their schoolwork is in front of a screen. So I agree, screen time is bad. But so that's what's got my goat this week, is smug pricks giving me advice about my own children. They can do one.
Smug, childless pricks at that too.
But
yeah.
Do you know what? Actually, that's annoying. But actually, even, do you know what would annoy me even more? Is maybe if they have children, that would annoy me. Even.
And they're like, our kids only do 20 minutes a day.
Do you let your child look at a screen? Oh, how awful for you. Finley here has never seen a screen. He's 16 months. Yeah, well, he's 16 months. That's why he's never looked at a fucking screen. I've seen goldfish have got more attention span than your kid. So, of course, I mean, I just don't want people to, I just don't want advice. Okay, so don't give it to me. This is why I call Maureen up for advice. Maureen never gives advice. She's very good at listening. Sometimes I think she's put the phone down and walked off and made herself a cup of tea. She's, to be fair, sometimes she has. But Maureen's very good with advice because she doesn't give it. She listens and then she just sort of go, yeah, that is shit. And that's kind of what you want. I sort of go, that's shit. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That must be shit. And you go, yeah, it is shit. And she'll go, yeah, shit. Anyway, did I tell you about something I've been doing? And you're like, back into the room with Maureen. So yeah, that's what's got my goat. And I suppose that is now the end of this podcast.
Oh, we should tell them we do have a new material we're going to start doing. You guys can come see us. March 1st is the first one. So we're going to start working on stand-up, do a new material, and we're going to invite two guests once a month to come with us. This month we have Angela Barnes, who is lovely, and Rachel Fairburn, who is fantastic. So yeah, we're all going to be working on new material. So yeah, go to the page and find out the details on how to get those tickets, guys.
So well, let's wrap this shit show up. Thank you so much to everybody. This has been an absolute pleasure and a delight. And we will say, I think we're going.
Bye.
Thank you so Bye. Much, you guys.
Thank you for coming. Bye. Women Talking Bollocks. Thanks so much for listening. Please do continue to like and subscribe on our Acast page, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you enjoyed today's episode,
leave a wonderful message saying how much you enjoy our dulcet tones, particularly mine.
And we're also on Patreon now, so we're going to be sharing extra content and we'd love you to join us there.
Join us.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study,
People that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.